Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair arrives in Washington tomorrow for 2 days of talks with President Bush. Last week's joint U.S.-British air raids against Iraqi targets demonstrate London is prepared to closely cooperate with the new administration. Blair is expected to use his visit to solidify relations with Washington at a time when the U.S. security alliance with Europe is under strain. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
President Bush and Prime Minister Blair are due to discuss their containment policy of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein at Camp David on Friday. They will reportedly review detailed reconnaissance from last week's attack. Britain worries that the current policy is isolating Washington and London, and the Blair government is said to support a shift to sanctions that squeeze Saddam's regime more and the Iraqi people less. The joint attack has provided Blair a useful platform to underscore Britain's position as Washington's most reliable ally in Europe. But the shadow of Blair's unusually close relationship with former President Clinton falls over the meeting. Oxford's Robert O'Neill says the first encounter between Blair and Bush will be about more than military cooperation.
The best outcome of the meeting would be a demonstration of real personal warmth, particularly on the part of President Bush for Prime Minister Blair. The British public wonders very much where Britain sits in America's priorities, and people feel anxious.
Blair has recently warmed to U.S. plans to build a national missile defense. The NMD project is supposed to protect the United States and its allies from a rogue missile attack. In published remarks last week, Blair said he understands totally America's desire to make sure its people are properly protected. Analyst Jonathan Lipkin of Oxford Analytica.
Now, I'm sure that his heart is not in the NMD project, but I think that London will try to be supportive without being enthusiastic, and that if push comes to shove, can probably be persuaded to allow facilities in the United Kingdom to be used for NMD.
But if Britain can be counted on to try to smooth resistance to a U.S. missile shield, the French cannot. France thinks the plan would create tensions with China and Russia. Some Europeans are also dismayed that the world's most powerful nation wants to hide behind a shield. Lawrence Friedman of King's College London says the differences allow Blair to act as mediator.
I think he sees himself to some extent as a broker. You know, sort of a bridge. So Britain is worthwhile internationally because it can help explain the Europeans to the Americans and the Americans to the Europeans. How important or necessary that role is, again, may vary, but I think that's the way he'll try and present himself.
Blair's visit is also intended to ease American suspicions about Europe's plans to develop a rapid reaction force to cope with its own small, if lethal, conflicts. Blair wholeheartedly endorses the idea, but he must convince a skeptical Bush team a European force won't dilute NATO. Commentator Hugo Young says Blair's support for a more muscular Europe will affect the Anglo-American relationship and his message to Washington.
He won't just be going as wearing the Union Jack and being a Brit, but as a European leader. And that's quite a change from any British leader, for example, Margaret Thatcher, most conspicuously.
Still, Oxford's Robert O'Neill says the special U.S.-British relationship endures.
The United States needs a close ally, supporter, friend, counsel. Britain is all of those things. Britain desperately wants the closest relationship it can have with the most important power in the world today. And there are all the underpinnings of kinship and history and shared values. That web of contacts is, I think, going to remain.
Yet critics within Blair's own party rebuked him for being too ready to agree with the U.S. on Iraq. Downing Street calls that nonsense. Either way, the Labour Party Prime Minister's journey to see a new Republican president is a chance to reinvigorate the Anglo-American friendship. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.